Looking from a woman's point of view, looking at your life and the life that the young ones have today, you feel that it was possibly, they possibly have things easier, but that life is not so, the lifestyle isn't so good these days.
Yes, I would say that because, as you say, the life is easier as far as their working conditions are, and their appliances in the house makes it much easier for the housewife. But I think as far as the quality of life, I think perhaps the generation before that was probably one of the best times.
That's your generation.
My son's generation, right. Because most of them could get jobs. They could learn a trade if they so wanted to. They could get into techs and that sort of thing without any problem. And it gave them a good start in life. But if you can't do a trade these days, where are you going to be? You've got nothing to turn to.
That's right. And as a woman living in the 50s, would you, looking back on your life, say that it was a hard life or not?
No. I would say possibly I've been very lucky. My father was always in work. I was always in work. And we never had to go without anything. We never had, we only had, say, one good dress as children and one good pair of shoes. And then, you had to change as soon as you came home from Sunday school. Of course, that was just for special occasions. But we never, ever went hungry. We always had food.
That's important, isn't
it? Yes. We always had food and sort of plenty of it. And, we never really wanted. What we had was enough.
We didn't
have all the extras and all that sort of thing, but what we had was sufficient for our life.
Right.
So
looking back, you'd say you had a fairly good life.
Yes. I think I've had a good life, and I've been very lucky.
Did you have time to sort of pursue your own interests when you were bringing up children as well, or when they were a bit more grown up, I guess. Did you have time to follow your own interests and do things that interested you, or did you see your role more as supporting your husband and your family and putting them first?
I really don't know. I think we've just been a very happy family.
Yes.
In all ways.
Mm. You've all given each other support.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, we've only got the one son. We lost one little boy at 16 months, but we've only reared one son.
Right.
And we've always been a very, compatible family, no problems. And like my brother and sister and us, we've always been very close. So where one went, sort of the four went, type of thing. And even the son, he used to come away on holidays with us right up till he was about 18, which you don't see that seem to see that these days.
No, that's true.
Mm. So he always enjoyed the holidays with us, you know. And wasn't until he was about 18 that he sort of started to
do his own
thing. Mm. So, you know, we were very lucky that way entirely.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything now.
Good.
Thank you very much.